Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. This time every week, we play the best of our mistakes. The best of the worst.
Yes.
AJ's king of the flubble montage.
So far, but
a flubble is a flub and a mumble combined.
Yes, thank you.
Invented, created, perfected by AJ.
Licensed by AJ.
And here we go.
Exactly. And you have all those other kids who, like, you know, did you see a story about the kid with the... the thing with the uses vacation money.
Wait, what?
Apparently, it's a... up women.
Oh, boy.
Up women, yeah. That's early on Monday. Who cares?
Hey. They may be willing to do it.
We will do it at one point, yes.
We will do.
Again, Monday.
From the text.
Stephen Torrington is guessing Jumping Jack Flash. No. Jumping Jack Flash.
Jumping Jack Flash.
Jumping Jack Flash. Big time comedian time. We'll talk that. Damn it.
All about AJ.
And they had maybe six songs on a continuous loop.
Continuous.
And, you know what? Up yours. Anyway.
Bad news for the 8-year-olds.
That staples them.
It staples them?
It staples for them.
Wait, 11 different types of chicken nuggets?
Or like dinosaur shaped.
Chicken nuggets, chicken tenders.
It was originally the kind like that had the little pieces, parts in it, then they made just all white meat chicken. But I'm like, what were you feeding us before?
Is my brain broken today?
Yes. It made sense.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Hyena, relax over there. This is what the deal is, okay? You ever... When you bit into the chicken nugget, a lot of times it wasn't like just a white meat patty inside. It's like, you know, like there was like stuff in there, like dark meat was in there. Wasn't the pure white meat?
And let's start with cat, okay? Cat, C-A-T.
They should have said.
They got me so mad. I can't spell cat.
An accident reported in West Hartford, New Park Ave. Both directions. Park.
Where is that New Park Ave?
A. P-A.
It's right near Salami Street.
Yep, get some ribs over there.
Dumbass's news. Dumbass news.
Dumbass's news.
There's more than one ass.
Reasons why. They put this dream team together. It's all the best players in the NBA.
It's like space.
And they're losing. The NBA.
The NBA.
Four new sports.
The sports.
I am grabbing a friggin' Red Bull when I hit this song.
Oh, man. Well, it's got holes for air.
Well, then it's going to sink in the water.
It's like a double thing. It's complicated.
Can you explain it, please?
It's complicated. It's got like an inner area. I'm assuming that again, I don't put these things together. Yeah.
Full of drugs.
Right. And the toy was a hypodermic needle.
What was in there?
Probably the whole family. You know, it's a needle you use to inject drugs. People.
We might post a picture of that and just see what the tribe does.
Oh, of course, the tribe is wonderful. Yes. Yeah. Car drive through it and roost over the car. Ugh, no. That's gross. I'm just picturing my tires.
Hold on.
That was not a flubble. That was a gross out.
Were they all wrinkly?
Totally, yes. Wrinkly. The whole thing's wrinkly. What the hell?
Wrinkly, wrinkly.
Yeah, very wrinkly.
All right, Charles. Have a happy birthday.
Yeah, man. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. I think AJ just said, have a goob one.
Yeah, probably.
Jetpack.
So he's got higher. So he's got higher.
Jetpack works.
Unlike your mouth.
Who appears to have been biting Matt. Oh, never mind. What time did you go to bed?
It was after 11.
Yeah, same. About 10:30 for me, yeah. Whoa. As you can tell.
Your tongue hasn't woken up yet.
No, it has not. No, or my brain. I'm glad I wasn't the only one this week.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yep.
So is he calling us or we're calling him?
He's supposed to be calling us.
Okay.
Hello?
Yo, yo. What's up, Wayne? Sid.
Hello. Who is this?
Sid.
I was going to act like you made a wrong, like called the wrong number.
Right. That's never happened before, yes.
It's Cedric the Entertainer, actor, comedian, comedy god. Woo! Good morning.
Right.
Filling up. What up, y'all? What's happening?
What's up?
I appreciate you coming on.
Yes.
Yeah, man. I'm
very excited about your Foxwoods show. All of your stuff. You're like a regular Hollywood tycoon. We'll get to that in a second. But you're also a car guy.
Nice. Yeah, man. Oh, I like the old schools.
Oh, yeah? Like what? Like muscle cars, classics, what? Hot rods?
Yeah, I got a couple. I got a couple of them. I got like a 41 Ford pickup truck that's a, like a muscle. I redid it. It's got like the Ford Lightning engine in there. And, oh. And then I got a 60 Thunderbird that's a pretty classic one right there.
I like that year.
That's more the cruiser, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Drop top or hard top?
That's the hard top, but it's a rare hard top with a sunroof. They made like 1,300 of them that year. Nice.
Now, when you said you redid the truck, did you actually redo it or you had it redone?
Yeah, I had it redone.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
This is not like the old days where you get out in the garage with your dad.
Right.
Yeah.
Or use that tree to change the motor.
I picture you in like one of your hats and like the velvet jacket.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
Right, you know, turning wrenches.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
with the old, you know, the 3/8 quarter socket wrench. Yeah, I got it.
Who's a missing 10 millimeter? Yep.
There's always a missing 10 millimeter, right?
Always. God damn it. Where is it?
Somebody was using it for like a toy, like your little brother just took it and thought it was like a cool steel building for his Lego set.
Right.
Do you have kids? Because that was my experience with my tools. When my son got of age to use them, it would take a half an hour to just find what I was looking for, yeah.
Yeah, now I got a son. Well, my son is 20. He'll be 21 next month. And my daughter is 17 now. So, and then I got an older daughter that's 32.
32 out of college, so you're off the hook.
Right.
Yeah. Barely off the hook with her.
Almost 21. Is he going to school or what's he going to do?
He's in school. He's studying animation.
Oh.
And then the youngest just graduated from high school. So.
Cedric the Entertainer is on to Foxwoods this Saturday.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That flew by.
It did.
I remember announcing the date. I'm like, holy crap, already.
They have it tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm already late for my flight, it feels like.
Are you really? Are we keeping you? Or?
No.
Okay.
We can't tell if you're joking or not.
That's the thing. He's a comedian, so right. I'm sure you get this. No matter what you say, people laugh. You're like, I'm hungry. It's like,
Cedric, you're so funny.
Yeah. You're like, no, I'm about to pass out. Please give me a cracker.
Yeah. He's going to punch him when he sends some money.
No, I'm serious.
No, man.
I'm serious.
No, I'm going out right now.
I'm serious. The house on fire.
Right. And then you fall on the ground. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, you're killing me.
He's so damn funny.
You're killing me, for Christ's sake.
That's so good. He passed out. Look at that.
That looks
really
real.
Convinced to the joke.
That's method acting right
Didn't
there.
Red Fox do that? He died on the set.
Yeah.
And he had a heart attack. He grabbed his chest.
Yeah.
And the people started laughing. They thought he was doing a Fred Sanford bit.
Yeah, so Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you. And that's
Yep.
Yeah, that's
sad.
That is sad, though. Yeah.
Did you know him? Did you ever meet him?
I never met Red Fox, man. You know, we had the St. Louis connection, and he's just one of the, you know, definitely one of those OG comedians that, you know, I had the opportunity to meet Richard Pryor before, and never got a chance to meet Red Fox before he passed.
The thing about Red Fox is you always saw him as, you know, Fred Sanford on television, but his stand-up was really, really dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was, raunch, man. Big time.
That's the guy I really wanted to meet, because, like, you see, like, those, like, clips, and he... You know, he had the suits on and always with the cigarette and the drink and, you know, and he stop and tell a story and then it'd be like this really raunchy punchline at the end. You're like, yes, give me that guy.
I remember getting an album because he was on Sanford and Son and I was a big fan and I put the needle down. I was like, wow.
I still have my album, yep. I still have that.
Cedric the Entertainer is on. Coming to Foxwoods this Saturday. We're linked up to tickets. How did you... this is an interesting story, how you became Cedric the Entertainer. How did you get that name?
Yeah, that name came from, when I first started, I was like, I was popular because people kind of knew me and I would be like on the radio saying things, but I didn't have 30 minutes worth of jokes. I only had like 10 minutes worth of jokes. So I would go up and sing and dance and, you know, just kind of fill out so I can get paid for 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And so the guy was this one one show, this guy kept introducing the other comedians. You know, he's like, he would say, this next comedian coming up is this one, this next comedian coming up. So before he announced me, I was like, well, don't call me a comedian, man, because I don't have enough jokes. Just call me an entertainer. And so he had introduced me as Cedric the Entertainer. And then I went up and I had a great show, and then I came off. He was like, Cedric the Entertainer, y'all. And that was it. I just kept it.
Boom. A legend was born.
That's a great name. I've read, too, that you would do poetry.
Yeah, yeah. I used to have some, like, funny poetry I would do. Like, that was one of the things. I remember that was one of the big jokes I used to have that made my mother really, like, start liking what I was doing. And it was like a... I can't remember all of it, but it's something like love don't smell like that. I don't know what it was, but it was like a whole joke that I was sitting on this whole thing about this couple, like, you know, that was out on a beautiful date, and they went to a lake, and boom, boom, boom.
Wait, she went to the lake and went boo, boo, boo?
It was something about looking at her face and
oh, you were filling in words.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I thought that was code face, for sex.
It was a quietness there.
Went to the lake and boo, boo, boo. I'm like, oh, I like the boo, boo, boo.
Boo, boo, boo. Well, she's his boo, boo.
Right. Ah. Yeah, basically she farted.
Right. She made a boo, boo, yeah.
I don't know, love don't smell like that.
That's funny.
Cedric, that's a T-shirt. T-shirt. Yep. Love don't smell like that.
Love don't smell like that, yeah.
That's awesome.
We were talking about this morning, so don't think this is a weird question, but all right. Do you wash your feet?
Yeah, but every other shower. You know, like, but my wife is a big fan of washing her feet. So if we're in the shower together, I'm almost like, you know, like, yeah. I got to do it because
she's here.
She does the little kind of loofah board thing where you scrub your heels with a little Emery board.
The pumice stone thingy.
She's always like got her feet, you know, and you like that because you want your woman to have really soft, pretty feet.
Yeah.
And so.
You don't want to feel like sandpaper when you're in bed.
Yeah, or she's starting fires walking.
And I'm, like,
there,
and I'm like, normally I wouldn't really do this, but because you're watching me, you know.
Yeah. You're going to take the time.
You're on your best behavior.
Look at me in between every toe. look how dedicated I am to this, you know. Like, you know, but if she's not there, nah.
Nah.
Yeah, see, nah.
I'm
going to
get the water do it. It's going to be fine.
Yeah. Well, let the water do it.
All right. Wow. That's Ashley's theory.
Yep.
She doesn't wash her feet. She just lets the water do it.
Right. Yeah. It also kills roaches.
Yeah. But she's got to get the little pommel stone thing, though. You got to do that. You got to get the heels together, though.
Yep.
My feet are au naturel.
Oh, well. Someone's born with soft feet like that.
No, it just means they're au naturel. They're like lots of hair on them.
I have Cedric on my side.
They
look
like two cavemen.
They fit perfectly inside a Birkenstock. That's all they mean.
Exactly right. Birkenstock, she set.
This Foxwood show, is this, what are you doing there? Brand new stuff? COVID,
you know, I'm sprinkling some stuff, man. Like, you know, because after the pandemic, you know, I was like down for 18, 19 months where you just didn't do any comedy. And so I started to take a chance. So in May, I went out and did like a couple of club dates, trying to get some rhythm, and, you know, and then just kind of like been doing a couple of shows a month. So I'm going to do. I'm coming to rock, man, and I'm actually about to start the TV show back up. So these were like the last few shows I get to do before, you know, we start back doing the neighborhood.
Are you still doing the greatest at home videos?
Yeah. Those will come on. I think their premieres August 20th. So we did six of those this summer.
Do you have a video that every time you think of that? It pops into your head.
Yeah, I mean, the one I like was because, you know, I challenged this guy, and I always think about it. It's this man, he, like, had a full suit on, and he runs, and he jumps on, a little ski board over his pool, and he actually slides all the way across. So then I challenged him to do something else with it, and he kept falling in the pool, like, with a full suit on. It made me laugh.
Nice. He fell for it, basically, yes. Yeah.
I like you saw him win, and you're like, no, I got to see you lose.
Yeah, let's see you do that with with these kind of shoes.
Yeah. Can you do that with this weight vest on?
Exactly. This backpack with rocks in it. Yes. Right.
But he was so confident. You betcha I can. Okay.
Down he goes.
Like, dude, suit soaking wet.
Man, we're so honored to have you on. You're just an icon in the comedy world, but then you also have that brain to you know, get to the business world together part of it. And you're one of the greats. So thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. It was fun, man. Good times.
I hope people will come out to this Foxwoods show. Few tickets left. You get to see Cedric the Entertainer. And his feet will be washed.
Exactly.
Oh, well, nice. Yeah, I'm definitely going to do it. You know,
the front row is safe.
your front row, yeah. Don't, you can play footsies with me. It's fine.
All right. Thank you, Cedric. Right, appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Mitch Patel in studio. We posted a side-by-side of his mother back in the day, like around 9 years old, and Ashley when she was like 4 or 5.
Six or seven.
Yeah. Last week, right?
Phil thinks Ashley's eyes are dead.
I think so, too.
No.
Or, like, they're there, but nothing's going on behind them. The lights are on, but you're not home.
New joke, AJ, new joke.
So, during the break, I got a text, and I see it's from Mitch. I'm like, oh, what would he text me? So, I click on it, and he said, there's the caption, another one of Ashley, like another picture.
Oh. Right.
And it's a shark's face.
Cold and lifeless.
Yes. Huh. Maybe I'll do a side by side. Sharp, Ashley. Right. And we'll do a vote.
Yeah. Do it.
We're picking on you a lot today.
You're
do
in the
it.
Water. Ashley's in the water.
You get to give the shark a haircut, though.
Can you imagine a shark with bangs? Okay, it was funny in my head.
We have been saying, as far as winning goes, you're going to need a bigger dress.
Oh, you said bangs.
Yes.
I thought you said fangs.
No.
Well.
Fangs, a shark with bangs.
With bangs.
That's funny, right? Funny image.
Oh, I like Ashley's doppelganger. It's a picture of Pig Pen from Charlie Brown.
Is that a comment on Facebook?
Yep.
Mitch is at Comics at Roadhouse. Tonight, one show. Tomorrow, two shows.
Whole new act.
Brand new. It's great.
All new material.
What are you covering? Are you talking about COVID or not at all?
No, I've never been a comic that talks about stuff that's happening I'm not a topical guy.
Because you
got
to kind of throw it out.
Yeah.
You know, a couple weeks later, it's...
I'm not that guy also. Yeah. I love writing. And so, like, guys that just talk about current events, you don't have time to, like, write in it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you're piecing something together.
That are really good at that. I don't like that. I like writing jokes.
You know who's good at that? Jim Norton.
Yeah.
It almost looks like he's worked on it for 10 years.
Yeah.
And it just happened today, and he'll go out and do it at a club.
You know what it is about Norton that I really respect and envy? Is he truly doesn't care what the audience thinks of him at all.
It almost looks like he enjoys it. When they don't,
it makes it happy.
It's like, I hit a nerve.
Making people
there.
Uncomfortable. Like, there's a talent in people. You know who I always think to myself? Who's the guy who plays Borat?
Sacha Baron Cohen.
He doesn't. Yeah. He loves making people really uncomfortable.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he loves that. I get very uncomfortable when I make people uncomfortable.
How do you get out of that when you're on stage and you see like, I think.
That's the fun part.
You pull the fire alarm.
Yeah. Do you think, this is fun. Let me see if I can get out of this.
You mean if people don't like me?
Either they don't like you or you just made them feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. I get uncomfortable. I just want to make people happy.
But the second you get uncomfortable, people can sense it, though, right?
Yeah. Because
well,
I'm
hear
not
it.
Good at it.
You hear it.
Yeah. And then there's...
I think you're probably... You hear a sound come out of Mitch. I think you're probably a lot better at it than you know.
Yeah, I think that is true because when you see, like, I've come off stage and people are like, oh my God, you killed. And I'll be like, oh my God, I was miserable.
Yeah, you're thinking, really?
And they never knew it.
How could you say that?
Yeah. That's why this whole Simone Biles, is that her last name? Biles?
Yeah.
That's why that thing is just confusing to me because although I feel bad for her, I'm also like, part of being an entertainer or a sports figure is kind of putting on that.
Pushing through
when you're not feeling something.
Yeah.
Does that make like
we all do it in life? We all push through things we don't want to do.
Show must go on. Yep.
Yeah. So I'm a little like I did my second Letterman appearance, I had a panic attack minutes before I went out on my second Letterman appearance.
Who was on the show that night? Do you remember?
Well, Dave?
I do remember, but I think I blocked AJ. It out. Oh, Nathan Lane.
Nathan Lane.
Nathan Lane.
Wow.
And I had a panic attack because I don't usually admit this because it's embarrassing, but I and now I'm older and people are like, Mitch, your hair always looks the same, but I thought my hair looked bad.
That day.
That day. And I got in my head, and I kept obsessively going into the bathroom and putting water on my hair to fix it. And then that was making it worse. And
have you seen
like
Dave's hair?
Yeah. But it's, but it's all in your mind. Yeah. And so I started having a panic attack and started having trouble breathing. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to go out and perform.
Was it all about your hair, or were you thinking?
Okay, so
was it a metaphor?
Really interesting life? You say that, because I figured out in therapy now what it was, which is I had destroyed the first time. And it was my dream to be on the Letterman show. And I remember them calling me and saying, you did so good that whenever another comedian comes on, we always say in the back, was it Mitch Fatelgood?
Oh, no.
So then
that
I had
is
my
so much pressure.
You become a mark.
Oh, I'm glad that you guys get that pressure, because I now understand that, like, so now I thought, well, now I have to live up to that first appearance. They were all excited
or
to have
be
me
better.
Back. And I,
because if you're just the same, you're right. Like, ah,
you're gonna let people down.
Yeah, we had that over here. It's called you're Ashley Bad.
I'm gonna come in there, AJ, and you're not gonna like it. I'm gonna put my foot in your mouth.
He wouldn't like it if you went in there.
Well, Ashley Bad.
I'm warning
we
you.
Love you, Ash.
Your here warning is right Ashley. Now.
We're just brothers in the car.
Yeah. Are you the kind of like? Let me ask you. Guys, are you the kind of performer that if a camera crew came in and said, like, he's the funniest, he's the best, and we're going to film him now, would you be able to get out of your head and just do your regular show? Or would you think, I have to be extra? Like, that, does that make sense? Like, that's a part
of
being a performer.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. That's why I could really empathize with you. I don't consider myself a performer, but, you know, to me, doing stand-up, first of all, the premise is, I'm going to come out and I'm going to be so interesting. No one in this room should talk.
Right.
Yeah. And you should all listen to me.
Focus on
but
me.
Not only that, I'm going to make you laugh.
Yeah.
There's already an expectation when you walk out that you're going to be funny. It's and then you have to remember everything in order.
Right.
Pauses. You're making a lot of split second decisions. Do I let the laugh go here?
You're piloting a plane, I always think.
Right. Wow. Yeah. So it's like a drummer and all limbs are separate.
Right.
You have like four things going on simultaneously, and you don't know how the crowd's going to act. That's the fifth element that you're dealing with. No, I'm in awe of what you guys
girls
do.
I love that pressure.
What happened? So you killed the first time you were on.
Like destroyed, like the set that you dream of when you're a kid.
Wow.
And then, but this is what I always tell people is like, in the story of my life, my goal was to get on Letterman, and I do it and destroy, and that's where the credits would roll, and you wouldn't see the end of the
end
movie.
Of your life story.
That's
right,
the end
right
of it.
Right there. Rolls.
Music plays, off you go.
It's a happy ending.
Right.
And then 7 months later, now I get the call, Dave loves you, everybody loves you, it's the set that everybody talks about, is the you know, whatever, we can't wait to have you back on.
The new standard, yes.
Yeah. And then that's when I got into my head of like, and I guess as a performer, but this is what's interesting where it plays in this Simone Biles thing. So I was in the back and I literally thought like, I can't go out. And I thought, how weird is that going to be? Like, they're going to tell Dave, like, no, Mitch isn't coming out. We have to cut. Like, and I just was like, I'm going to do it, I guess. And I remember just right before he said my name going.
So your heart's beating where you're thinking, I'm not going to be able to deliver these lines because I'm not going to be breathing
even,
correctly.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm about to be, you know, whatever. And I remember walking to the mic and just getting through it. Just getting through it. And I remember it was horrible. I remember thinking that I did really bad, but getting through it and just thinking like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. It was horrible. And I've had people watch that set now and they're like, it's not that bad. Because I make it, because in my head it was a lot worse.
Yep.
And they watch it and they go, it wasn't that bad. But this is why I feel bad for Simone Biles. I'm not proud of that set, but I'm proud when I look back that I did it, that I at least got through it. And I fear that 20 years from now, although everybody's telling her how special she is for what the decision she made, when she's 20 years older and all this talent is in the past, she'll say, I wonder what would have happened.
Had I done
hung
it.
In there.
Maybe I would have done amazing.
Yeah.
And been proud of myself that I would. And instead, now she'll always have to live like what would have happened. And I fear for her as a human being that she's going to regret that decision.
Do you really fear for her?
I love her. I love her feet.
Just gymnast feet.
I do because she's a
Mitch
kid.
Mitch walks around like, I feel for her.
Yes.
No, but you just relate to an experience that she had. You plowed through it, and now you're glad you did.
I'm always glad I did. I look back, and I'm proud that if I had not gone out, I think I would have lived with regret. I've always had a lot of anxiety, and I've never, ever let that anxiety ruin me. And I've always looked back, and when I eventually go in this world, I think what I'll be proudest of is not that I got on Letterman and not that I became a successful stand-up comedian. It would be that that I never stopped trying through the hardest times, and that's what I'm proud of. And
yeah. Well, so. It's the human experience going through, feeling. That's what makes us human, and now we're getting that beaten out of us.
Yes.
Like, you can't have feelings, and if you have feelings, just sit down and dial it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who had some feelings? Those guys on the troop carriers coming in on D-Day. I'm sure they had a little anxiety.
A little sadness.
They just plowed right through it.
Yep.
You know, it sucks, but, you know, you could either be a computer or you could be a human.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there any chance that performance is on line? Would you want us to play it or not really?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind at this point. Yeah. You probably would. I mean, it's old, and it's the second one, which is really hard to find because I think the Letterman people just burned it.
They call it evidence.
No, but again, I take your heart on yourself. You ever get in a car and like you were at a party or something and you're driving home, you're like, oh, man, when I said that, you know, whoever's in the car with you is like, I don't even remember you saying that.
That's
You're
me.
Like, really?
That's me.
I thought everyone got mad at me.
That's me every day.
You overthink something.
Yep, and the voice in my head tells me that.
When I just have a really fast story. When I was about 25 years old, I had back surgery, and the surgeon who did
25?
My back.
For what? What
I had happened? Horrible herniated disc and spinal stuff, and I had to
trying to wash your feet in the shower.
Yeah.
See, it happens.
He was known as Mitch the Hump back then.
I fell down.
All right, I'm with Ashley now. Don't wash your feet.
and my doctor came to see me, and I wanted to make him proud that he had done the surgery on me and show him, look, I'm back to doing stand up, and you did something good. And as I was going on stage, I tripped and in front of 300 people, and water went all over me. And
my
stuff.
Back!
Did they? Everyone laughed. They think it's part.
Well, here's
of it.
What's so funny: like the entire set, I was like, my doctor's like, why did I save this kid's life? Like, what a loser! What a loser! But I remember when I tripped, my feet showed to the audience, and I thought they're so clean. At least they see that.
Exactly right.
But afterwards, I said to the doctor, he's like, man, you were funny. And I was like, but yeah, I guess that tripping thing, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, what tripping thing? It was, I saw that like you went down. I thought it was part of the act. Like,
even that was
so much bigger in my head than it actually, no one even really cared.
Like, everybody has that happen every day, I think.
Yeah.
Because
we're not
as important as we think we are, is what it is. Nobody,
and you
my
just
boss tells me all the time.
You know what?
Nobody cares
that
about
is
you.
The truth. No one cares.
No one gives an S about you.
You care more about you than anyone else cares about you.
That should be a children's book. Nobody cares about you.
Get over you.
Yeah. Yeah, we're so narcissistic. How many times have people that come over your head and they're like, I didn't think you liked me? And you're like, I don't even think of you.
I don't even know you.
What's
your name?
Who are you?
Get away from me, Wayhole.
Mitch Fatel is on. He's at Comics Mohegan Sun tonight. Tomorrow night, we're linked up. Phil found it.
This is June 4th, 1996. Nathan Lane, Daisy Fuentes, and Mitch Fatel.
No, that's the first episode.
That's the first one?
I thought you said Nathan Lane was on both of my shows. That was another coincidence.
That's tough.
Seeing a pattern here.
Daisy Fuentes was the 96 was, yeah, that was my first one. That was the one I did good.
Can we hear a little bit of that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm green. I'm totally different than I am now, but. You know, you can hear me killing.
You're a kid on
Letterman,
and there he is 5 feet away.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of pressure.
And he did that thing where he called me over to the couch, and that was a big thing.
That was a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give me some coffee, Mitch.
I was supposed to just go back off stage, and they said, Dave, wants you to sit down. It was really a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
You will be appearing, I believe, just a couple of blocks down the street on Broadway at Caroline's. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mitch Fatel. Mitch!
He said Fatel. Wrong. You didn't correct him.
Put your name wrong.
Letterman can say it.
Yeah. Thank you. Hi. Thank you, everybody. My name is Mitch, and I'm very funny.
So I think about sex a lot. I know that women are always yelling at us and stuff. They're always like, oh, you should stop thinking about sex all the time. We can't. It's not our fault. They did a study and they found that guys have a sexual thought once every 11 seconds. Yeah, that is really scary. You know what's even scarier? Until the next thought comes, there's nothing.
That's great. All right, hold on. Now find the second one. I'll bet you it's just as good as
no,
that.
No, the second one's pretty bad.
Really? Like, we'll hear it, and you're sitting here, and we'll say it to your face.
Yeah, that one was a good. Yeah.
I've never done this, but if you could find it,
okay.
If you could find the second one.
All right. So 7 months later, and I'll tell you what, that means they wanted you back immediately, and they had like a six-month rotation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know what this means, but I was never asked back after the second. So, but it could have been that I started doing the Tonight Show after that. I don't know.
Right. There you go.
It could have been.
Well, that's it.
Or that I tripped. With like on the show, my doctor was at.
Your doctor called him and said, "Don't have a laugh."
Can you find that second?
He's looking.
I am looking.
Oh, trust me, he'll find it.
Oh, I hope it's not. But
if it's embarrassing, he'll find it.
If it's embarrassing to you, imagine, AJ, he'll find it.
Imagine if Phil just texts you like, "Get ready, his hair looks horrible."
What was Mitch wearing in that first appearance, Phil?
I was going to make fun of Mitch for this.
Hey,
is it that windbreaker with the yellow?
That would be better. No, that would be so much better.
It was the 90s.
Mitch looks like one of those dancing monkeys that they dress up in a suit that is three times too large. He's wearing like a t-shirt. Underneath a sport coat, but there's no design on it. It's just like obviously just very plain. But the sport coat, it looks like you went into your dad's closet and just took an oversized jacket.
We didn't have enough money back then, right? We did what we could.
Hey, whatever the Salvation dumpster has in it.
We did what we could.
Yep. Church clothes.
Let me see it.
There's one video here that's listed, Mitch Faitel, hilarious stand-up. That's a great.
It's great.
When someone writes that in,
that is nice.
Mitch posted it.
And then my mom commented, "Not so much
on the friggin' Tonight Show."
The Tonight Show, I don't care about. Those were never good or bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
I was a Letterman fan. I mean, I hate to say it.
It's Jay Leno, though.
Okay, I got.
I was never. I was a. You were either a Letterman guy growing up, or Letterman was my hero.
Yeah.
Leno was a comedian to me that was on Letterman. So it was never that big a deal for me to do the show. I did the correspondent pieces for The Tonight Show. Those were a lot of fun.
Did you ever meet Carson?
No.
He was gone before you were.
Carson's a guy I never met. And then the other guy that was my hero that I'd never want to meet because I think I'd actually be too nervous would be Steve Martin.
Oh.
That's the reason I'm a stand-up comedian.
I had an interview with him, and Martin Short was on the phone with him.
Yeah.
And it was tough, and I was like, oh, I have this friggin' legend on the phone, and I, because we had to enter, you have Martin Short, and you have Steve Martin, I could do an hour with either one of them, and then all they want to do is promote this show, and they're doing their
shtick,
they're doing their act, you know, and I got off, I was disappointed, I didn't handle it well.
Well, I thought you said, shut up. Shut up, Martin! Yeah.
I found the date.
Oh.
That you were on.
Okay.
But I didn't find the episode yet.
He's getting close.
I literally think YouTube's had it thrown off because it was just hurting their algorithm.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't find it either.
Oh, Mitch is wearing a big jacket on the Tonight Show.
That's what Phil was telling you. Oh, no, that's...
You clearly didn't dress up for this Tonight Show, apparently.
I clearly didn't know how to live. I was a comedian who never had sex in my life.
Well, you're supposed to look funny.
I was a, you know... Yeah.
But I kind of like that you look like you don't care. I think that helps.
But in all fairness, what episodes of anything do you look back at 20, 30 years ago and go, that person was dressed great? You always look dumb.
Yeah. Impeccably, yes.
As time goes on.
Right.
You always look dumb.
That's why I go with the black t-shirt.
Yeah.
Me too.
Like
the blue t-shirt.
Yeah. Timeless.
But it never goes.
It's our little black dress. I wear the black shirt on stage now too. And it's nondescript.
That's funny. Let me see what comes up when I just put in.
That's why I like Steve Jobs. He wore the same thing every day.
Yeah.
It's just easier.
Like with
it's not like, do I wear the white? Or am I feeling the red?
Right. Yeah, just go with the basics.
It's a lot easier. I make enough decisions in a day. I don't want to go over clothes.
Plus, I'm rich. Who cares?
Right, exactly.
I'll tell you, if you remember, I have the VHS tape of my second appearance at home somewhere. I'll put it on a digital thing, and the next time I come in, you can play it. But I haven't. I think I watched it 10 years ago, and I was like, okay, it's not as bad as I remember, but it's still very uncomfortable.
Okay, I have 2016 stand-up just for laughs.
It's December 11th, 1997. I know that's
okay,
the date.
That's it then. Yeah.
December 11th.
So it was, wow. What, a year and a half later then?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. It was a year and a half later. In my mind, it was 7 months. But yeah, but that's right, 97. And never to be heard from again ever after that.
The basement tapes.
Yeah, and I could just feel that, like, Dave was like, hey, good job. Like, there was no excitement.
Yeah.
But I still look back and go, I did it, though. I walked out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a long list of things that people just dream about.
Yeah.
So when you Google Mitch Fatale and you click on images, there's some publicity shots. There's one where Mitch is shirtless being choked out by another man.
A UFC fighter.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a number two UFC fighter.
Why are you doing that?
Oh, we did a podcast for a while about UFC. And
I remember that. So you're not getting choked out. This is a pose?
Yeah, it's a pose for a cover of, you know, our podcast.
And probably eight pictures in, there's a picture of us with you. So that's cool.
There you go. Nice.
And I'm wearing a black t-shirt. How shocking.
And I'm being choked out.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Huh. Oh, and then there's me with Renee Zellweger.
Nice. That wasn't photoshopped?
She's a weird lady.
Really?
Is she?
She's really weird. And I remember, because I used to do the Tonight Show a lot, she was on with us, and I said to the producer, can I get a picture with whoever the star was on the Tonight Show I would take a picture with for my website.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, Renee is really, they said to me, she's really weird. Just go over and take the picture and walk away. And she was. She's
oh, wow.
Weird.
What did she say?
I'm weird.
But like weird how?
She said, like, I wash my feet.
Like the kind of person that if
that's
you,
weird.
Like the kind of person if you met her on Match.com and you went on a date, you'd be like, oh, I can't, I gotta get away from this person.
Right.
She's weird. Even though she's hot and beautiful, she's weird.
Like cross the
brilliant bathroom. Actress.
Yes.
Brilliant. But I think all those people are brilliant. They're weird.
Yeah.
I heard, can you imagine like Robert De Niro is like a really hard guy to talk to, apparently. And he's brilliant.
Oh, yeah. We've talked to so many people who have been in movies with him.
Yeah.
And, like, you don't see him.
Yeah.
Right.
You see him out on a set. Then he's gone.
And he's gone.
Who was it who said they were able to see him because...
That guy, Scott, I think you're thinking of.
That guy,
that
Scott.
That did medical things for the Irishman.
The guy who came in. Yeah.
No. All right, hold on. This is Jimmy. She's on Jimmy Kimmel.
It's like the Sgt. Pepper's album cover. All these famous people just frozen, just staring. And I remember Sean Penn was at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm good. All right. Well, yeah. So, it was nice meeting you.
Yeah. Very pretty.
All right. Yeah. Cab fare's over there.
Great actress.
Yeah,
no doubt. All right. Well, we're going to roll. Mitch, thank you so much for coming in.
Always. I love coming in. Thank you so much for making me part of your family. I'm going to figure out your last name.
Yeah.
Well, you got it. It's Huntington.
Chaz. It's Huntington, right. All right. Tell me the truth, Chaz.
You know, it's funny. I didn't live in Huntington, but I lived right near Huntington. And AJ
was born
in Huntington.
See? Long Island.
I think you have some psychic ability.
Look at you.
Thanks,
if you have nothing to do tonight or tomorrow, or even if you have something to do, cancel your plans. Thank Mitch is at Mohegan Sun Comics Roadhouse tonight. And then tomorrow for two shows.
If you don't come, I'll have a panic attack.
Okay, so here are the top five things I learned from the show on Wednesday night, opening night. So number five, I don't know a lot about Styx. I know a lot about other bands. Styx. It was not on my radar. So I knew that Dennis DeYoung had left the band a million years ago. I listened to your interview. They sort of like don't get along still. But who needs them? I thought the other guy was great. I think most of that audience had no idea that Dennis DeYoung wasn't in the band.
Oh, you did not listen to Jimmy Koplik yesterday.
I'm telling you, I looked around me, and people, so there were some people on their phones looking at band lineups. The lady right in front of me was on Wikipedia, like, members of Styx, which I thought was kind of interesting, because I think people didn't know.
Yeah. You can't tell listening to them.
You can't. No. And if I don't know what Dennis DeYoung looks like, which I certainly don't, I was like, oh, must be him.
But he looks like a little like a younger version of Dennis DeYoung.
Good, you so know? They did it right.
Yeah,
right,
they
right.
got a guy, you know, a fake Dennis DeYoung.
Those are requirements for
and
the
he
job,
sounded right? just like him. Like,
yeah,
I
when they
said,
sang Lady,
you, had
you
no
would
idea.
Not know.
And he spun the keyboard. I thought that was fun.
That I didn't like.
That needs to go faster.
Oh, I liked that.
They need yeah. to go faster.
I like to be
it's
like
you need all the attention, whoa, whoa, whoa. Even when you're not singing.
Even when you're not Dennis DeYoung, he probably has a complex.
Oh.
So he has to, like,
has
do
to
stuff
do
to feel better. Yeah. And why don't they do Babe? I think it's stupid. I know that song's, like, for girls or whatever, but that's a huge hit. They should do Babe.
Did you hear what Jimmy said?
No, what
so
did he say?
They just stopped playing it, and they were in Germany, and a promoter begged them to do it. He said, it's my favorite song. The crowd wants to hear it. So Tommy Shaw sang it.
Ugh,
it was so bad
no.
that he walked. Tommy walked off stage, and then the guy backstage said, "Yeah, you should never do that again." And Tommy said, "Yeah,
yes,
I'm never going to do
agree,
that."
I agree. Yes.
Again.
Yep.
But well, why wouldn't you have fake Dennis DeYoung sing?
Yeah, he's right. there. You're yeah. paying him less, certainly.
yeah.
So, like,
per
fake
hour.
Dennis, learn this one too, and he's like, "All right, spin
no
that
problem."
Keyboard.
Yeah.
Fake Dennis
at 78 speed. Yep.
All right, number four. They've got to put porta potties in the parking lot. So at 45, I shouldn't have to, like, whip it out between cars. Like, there's got to be porta-potties in the parking lot. Somebody tell somebody.
It's part of the tailgating experience.
No, some poor security guard.
Just like, what's yeah, this right. very oh my pale God. Man doing?
yeah, why is he holding a pimple?
Number three, I like most times in life when you get in an argument with a company or whatever, they never fix it, right? Like, cable company's a great one. They don't show up. There's all sorts of problems.
They don't yeah. care.
They don't care. But on Wednesday, people were certainly mad about the bags situation. Like, you couldn't bring in certain size bags. And right in the middle, they changed the rule.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome. I like that this is a place where we could go to, and if we have a problem, there's somebody there that could say, like, nope, change it. I like
yeah,
decision makers.
Decision makers. It's not layers of big corporate. We'll bring it up at the next meeting.
Right. It's better. So I'm sitting there and watching this line of mad people in their bags, and I get an Instagram alert from the amphitheater that says, like, we've changed the policy about the bags. We're going to let everybody in right
Let's
now.
Let's go. Come on in.
That's right. awesome.
We were standing in a hallway waiting to go out, and this is when we thought we were going to speak before Sticks.
Yeah.
And so it's me, AJ, Howard, the man behind the plan,
yep.
developer, Jimmy Copley, a couple other people. Oh, and the mayor. And Howard is looking at the mayor saying, you got to get this traffic off the highway faster. Like, I'm watching.
yeah. That's funny.
Like, Howard is all about the experience.
yep.
And he's yelling at the mayor, you need to work this out.
That's great.
Yeah,
that was mayor
awesome.
Was having a time, by the way. I saw him a bunch. He was like the cult of personality at that event.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I think he'll be at every show, just like having a time, going in the suites, taking photos.
He's
yeah.
very
yeah.
suntan.
It was yep. like he was in Sticks. Number two, from now, I have a lot of meetings about promotional items that we buy. Like, what are we going to buy? Like, what handouts, the things we give
Key
away?
Chains,
yeah,
frisbees.
That sort of stuff. And a lot of times, the T-shirts are sort of expensive. That's, like, the most expensive, like, nonsense item we give away, right? But from now until the end of time, I could say, I don't know if you went to that show because I saw a million T-shirts, station T-shirts. Because the argument is, like, people just wear them to the gym
and
or they
never
wear them
see
to
them.
Bed. And you never see them. But the other night, I saw at least five. I counted five Chaz and AJ Alone T-shirts.
Yeah.
It was exciting.
It was great. Yep.
Like, I wanted to talk to those people and see, like, you should come to my promotions meeting so you can get the heat.
right.
But the good news is I'm not often right, but I was right. But yeah. buy these T-shirts.
Right. Good job.
Oh, it felt
Yay.
Good.
Yay.
All right, and the number one thing that I learned from the first night, if you're a drunk nut, please leave Drew alone. So Drew is the promotions director for the radio station. And at the end of the night, he was standing at the tent, and it was like one crazy drunk person after another just
oh.
talking his ear off. And he's too nice.
Yes,
so
he
wouldn't do what I would do, would be like, get out of here. Like, go home. Stop talking to me. He just wants to be everybody's friend. So he was out there, him and Steve, the other promotions director, were out there all night talking to drunks. Like, they were at a bar at 2 in the morning.
Wow.
Not that these people weren't mad. They just wanted to be pals.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
It wasn't like, well, that EJ sucks. It wasn't that. It was like, this was fun. La,
there was
la,
a couple
la.
Of those people
right.
who got kicked out. They didn't blame AJ,
no.
but they got, you know, when you're kicked out of that place for being too drunk, and then you're
Drew's,
too drunk.
But don't go talk to Drew about it. Like, he's
yeah,
not
just
gonna,
leave.
Right, just
yeah,
go.
Get
home.
In an Uber.
He's not a counselor now.
But yeah, so
what did you think about the place?
I thought it was great.
Yeah,
yeah I really, I mean, I had a wonderful time. Big Wednesday.
Yeah.
My voice was definitely shaky yesterday. So it was great. The next one I'm going to go to is Kings of Leon.
Mm.
Oh, nice.
Which is the 17th.
Mm-hmm. AJ knows the manager, and I think we're going to have the band on.
Yeah, Andy, yep.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah.
We will, yep.
I interviewed them once, and they were on acid when I interviewed them.
Well, you know what's funny?
That sounds fun.
We were talking to the manager, and he's like, oh, yeah, you're going to interview him. I'm like, should I do this, like, recorded?
No, he's got him. He's got him like roped in now.
Okay.
Yeah. So this was like 10 years ago, but it was full on acid. Yeah. The interview was just they couldn't answer things.
Yeah.
The
no,
colors
he,
or
he
whatever.
Said they have,
do you have audio?
They have kids.
Sadly, no.
Yeah. They have children now and everything. They're like dads.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're normal now.
It was like your nightmare. So I would try to ask a question, and either they wouldn't respond, so I'm filling time like JoJo the Idiot Circus Boy.
Yeah.
Were just like, yeah, man, I don't know. Like that. It was awful. So they left, and the record label guy goes, I'm sorry, I should have given you the heads up. They're on acid.
Oh, thanks.
Great. Enough. I'm leaving.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.